You're listening to The Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Alex Gold.
Back inside here on The Gold Standard, SB Nation Radio. And we mentioned it last night on the show. Everybody was talking about Hard Knocks on social media. I told you when the show got over, I was excited to hop on the television and check out Hard Knocks, the season premiere, the Cleveland Browns, the team featured this year on NFL Films. Hard Knocks, to talk more about it, Ken Rogers of NFL Films. He's the show head for HBO's Hard Knocks. And Ken, thanks so much for hopping on with us. I guess the day after the first one, is there a little bit of a sigh of relief after the first one gets out there?
I wish there were, but the truth is we're halfway done shooting episode two already, because that's how instantaneous this show is and how quickly it turns around. Wake up on Wednesday morning and you realize that another show airs 6 days from now. So
that's crazy.
You're right back into it. I feel like Coach Belichick. I'm on the show too.
Now, what are these days like? You alluded to it a little bit there, but just how quick is the turnaround from, you know, something to get into last night's episode, for example, and just kind of how does that all work?
Yeah, we can get things in that happen up until Tuesday morning and have, depending on the situation. And sometimes a storyline is better to wait and really flesh it out in the next episode. Yesterday, Antonio Callaway's storyline, you know, broke midway through the day. We could have gotten some of it in, but it would have been incomplete. And so we figured, you know, that's something we're going to wait on and tell that story next week and see what happens in the upcoming days, both inside the facility and, you know, of course, as a bigger news story. So we can put everything in up until Tuesday. We don't finish until 8 or 9 o'clock, sometimes 7 if we're lucky, before the premiere at 10 p.m. So we're right up against it.
For those that wondered when the announcement a couple months back that the Browns would be the team you guys featured on Hard Knocks, and I know there's some rules that the NFL, I think, has come out with, you know, certain teams don't have to do it if they've met this requirement or whatever, but why the Browns?
It certainly was a unique storyline in that very, you know, few teams, two exactly, have ever had to come back from a winless season, the 76 Bucks and the 08 Lions, so this was certainly a unique situation, and the off-season moves really were a bonus. Like we thought Cleveland would be great because of that setting, and of course it's a whole new year, so 0-16 doesn't really apply. But the best Hard Knocks are the ones that have real stakes. That a team has to do it now. We have to do it now, and the stakes can be, as they were in 2010 with Rex Ryan and the Jets, hey, we made it to the AFC Championship. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year. We are going all the way. We're full of bravado. We don't care who comes after us. We're going to do it. And there was an urgency, a real urgency. And some other teams, there's new coaches, and there's an urgency. With Bill O'Brien and the Texans, it was an urgency to get back on top of the division, which they did. Some of both Bengals teams that were featured had really bad years, and they're intent on turning it around, and they did. This team, I don't know if you could have any more urgency in the history of the NFL than on this team right now. It has to be fixed, and it has to be fixed now. And everyone, you can sense that around the club, and we knew that that would make for not just dramatic television, but really drive fan interest in the story that we all relate to, which is trying to get a job, keep a job. You know, there's jobs on the line, which means there's, you know, paychecks on the line, which means, you know, children's college tuition is on the line. It's a real personal thing when the stakes get this big.
Talking with Ken Rogers of NFL Films, he heads up HBO's Hard Knocks, which will actually re-air a little bit later on tonight at 1 a.m., and we saw Hugh Jackson with his coaches interacting, discussing, I believe the topic was just guys getting a break to avoid injuries, and there was a back and forth with him and some of his assistant coaches, specifically Todd Haley, who comes over from Pittsburgh. that scenario is kind of all out there now, and people are trying to figure out, all right, is this going to be an issue? But how much say do the Browns have if let's say they didn't want that out there? Is it often in your years doing this that a team will say, nope, can't have this in, or yeah, we're okay with this? How does that process work throughout?
No, they know when they're signing up for the show that it's going to be an honest portrayal no matter what happens, and that's included arrests like it did with Chad Johnson in Miami in 2011, which of course was a very difficult situation. Includes obviously trades and cuts and you know, career-ending injuries and concussions, a lot of things that have been you know, real sensitive. But they trust that what we're going to do is present it as it happened, not try to spin it to be a big dramatic news story, for lack of a better word, and talk on radio. I'm sorry to loop you in on it, but you know, everyone wants to create a bigger narrative about it. And I can tell you that, like, that example of that meeting, when they left that meeting, that was over with. You know, there is no bigger picture. They're on to just go out to practice and fix more things. So there's a real trust there. There's no taking things out other than competitive balance reasons. Sure. Of course, we don't want to affect games. But, you know, a scene like that shows you how things aren't black and white. I mean, there are other instances where you would watch this on Hard Knocks and say, wow, the head coach is fighting to get people on the field more, and the position coaches want them, you know, a little more on the sidelines. I mean, there's no easy answers on how to win games in the National Football League. It's very hard. There's always disagreements over which players should be on the team, which plays should be run, and that's a constant discussion at camp throughout the season. And the Hard Knocks, and I think the Browns, to their credit, they're not shying away from that. This is a difficult job. There's a lot of pressure on all of these men. And if it was easy and everyone got along, yeah, you know, anyone could do it, as they say. This is the best of the best, winless or not. This is a professional team, and there's a lot of great players, and how to handle them is a tough job.
One of the other moments, Ken, that everybody was talking about, and I'm curious if you guys, when you guys are putting something into an episode, if you can already tell, hey, this is going to be something that kind of blows up, and that would be the Jarvis Landry speech, one of the moments that had a lot of people talking. And obviously what I think what a lot of people like about Hard Knocks, too, is it's on HBO. There's no editing or anything in terms of that, so I enjoy it. I think going back, you brought up Bill O'Brien from a couple of years ago. I think people were always talking about that. And last night, now people talking about Jarvis Landry. Was there any backstory on that, how that came to be? And where does that speech for you rank just in your time with Hard Knocks?
Yeah, we didn't see it coming. There's no real backstory. It's just Jarvis stood up and said it. I would say in terms of meeting room speeches, it's probably right behind get a goddamn snack from Rex. I mean, that's pretty hard to beat. It's legendary just because of its tagline, which we didn't know at the time. It literally was their schedule called for them to go have a snack. He wasn't saying he was hungry. It just their schedule said meeting and then snack. And we even showed a shot that said that, but people still just, it's so out there to hear that at the end of a fire and brimstone speech that people love it. This was, as soon as we heard it, we said, this is top five, you know, all time in terms of interactions between people at camp. And it was totally from the heart, and it spoke, thankfully for us, to the theme of the show, which is how do you turn this around? You know, why do you want to be here to turn it around? How do you change the culture? And so Jarvis wanted to change it. And one of the things we try to do as filmmakers is to make people feel like they're there at camp. So if you notice that, that scene was really, until he walked out of the room, shown from one camera angle, uncut, unedited. You know, you could have tried to cut around some of the curses. You could have softened it. We could have put cutaways of other people in there and made it less you know, profane, less dramatic, maybe easier for some people to handle if they're sensitive to profanity and those sort of things, but it would be less real. And that's not our job as documentarians. The job is to present what's actually happening. So leaving it up from the same angle was the first thing that came to our mind. Like, okay, what, as long as this speech is, that's how much time it's going to take up. And if it was 2 minutes, which is, when you think about it, 4% of the running time of the show, well, it's 4% of the show. It's that good. We're not going to touch it. We're not going to try to edit it down. We're going to show it as it happened.
Talking Hard Knocks with Ken Rogers of NFL Films, the show head at premiere last night featuring the Cleveland Browns. Again, a re-air happening tonight at 1 a.m. And we also learned last night, you know, on a sensitive note with Hugh Jackson, his mother, brother passing away in the same month. An emotional scene for you guys there. It showed him hiding his face from the cameras as he was crying. You saw John Dorsey in his interaction with him. How do you handle and balance those situations? You kind of, I think, said it a little bit earlier on in our conversation, just how you're trying to have people feel like they're there, and obviously there's a lot on the line and a lot at stake and what people are going through emotionally. But how do you balance something like that when putting together a show?
Well, yeah, a personal moment like this is, it's often the very best moments in our programs, and they're the most difficult. I think it's the same when people get cut and people say to us, you know, I'm not sure you should show that. And we say, yeah, we're not sure either. Like, it's pretty hard to be there or to edit it and say, well, I'm trying to make good television out of someone's loss, or I'm trying to make dramatic someone's losing their job. But what it does and what we keep in mind is the role of NFL Films historically and our job to bring the fans closer to the players and the coaches. And in the 70s, it was by over-dramatizing players. It was by making them mythic heroes, by putting the big orchestral music and slow-motion shots of them. And that still works for game days. But, you know, that's everywhere now. A lot of people took our style and use it even in game broadcasts. But what Hard Knocks does is the opposite. We try to humanize the people that you only read about or hear about. I would bet there's a lot of people around the country who had an impression of Hugh Jackson or drafted someone like Jarvis Landry and saw them last night through a whole new lens and said, oh, Hugh Jackson's a pretty good guy, and I feel for him. And, you know, wow, to go through what he went through and to continue on and have that moment when all the players were greeting him and giving their condolences at the end of the meeting, or the fire of Jarvis Landry, I think I know them better now. And that's really always been the goal of NFL Films since Ed and Steve Sable started making these movies, is let's bring the fans closer to what it's actually like. We want fans to experience football firsthand through our lenses, and we think Hard Knocks today is the epitome of that style of filmic.
Ken Rogers of NFL Films, show head for Hard Knocks, again in the re-air coming up tonight at 1 a.m. You can also check out next week's episode 2, on Tuesday night. Ken, I know you're a busy guy, so thanks so much for hopping on the show with us tonight.
Anytime. Great to talk with you. Thanks for having me.
Awesome stuff from Ken Rogers. Cool just to get the inside and how quickly they turn this thing around. I guess on a Tuesday night when it airs for us, they may have added stuff last minute, an hour or two before we actually see it on HBO. So if you didn't check it out last night, you can catch the re-air at 1 a.m. And, of course, next week, as I mentioned there, on Tuesday night. So really interesting stuff in their decision-making with the Jarvis Landry speech. It wasn't, you know, there's nothing set up or anything. It is whatever happens, happens. I think that's what everybody loves about Hard Knocks. And certainly it helps that it's on HBO, as I mentioned, because I like the fact that it's not, you're not bleeping out stuff. It is what it is. It's like you're there, which is their goal behind it. So pretty cool stuff from Ken Rogers. Up next, we'll check in on some Major League Baseball, what happened a little bit earlier today, and what's going on right now. This is the Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.